Well, when I found Crisscross, that song didn't come about. I found these kids in a mall, walking around Atlanta in a mall, and they just looked like, they looked like the word cool itself. Like, that's right. What they were. They was just like the definition of cool. They just was like kids in the mall. They didn't have a record deal. They probably didn't even have a lot of money. They just represented this mood, right? And I was, you know, like attracted to the mood. Like, why y'all look so cool? Why y'all so fly like this? And it's like, we just chilling, you know, girls like us. They was just telling me like a lot of like cool stuff. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. If you guys had a record out, y'all probably be big. That's what I was thinking. And it's like, we don't rap, we don't do all that. And that actually was not even, they was like anti-rappers. Like, they wasn't even trying to be rappers. It was like, this was before the era of kids really, everybody thinking they could rap, right? So it was like, they was just trying to be cool. And from that became, you know, me getting a number and taking them, you know, saying, I'm going to call you. And it was just based on my idea from that point. I saw how cool they were, and I was like, if they had a record, they would go, it would go crazy. So I started writing songs for them. And song after song after song, you know, trying to get to a place. And we started getting to a place where I started knowing them as artists. We picked the name Mac Daddy, Daddy Mac. And we went through this whole process. And as I got a lot of songs done. The song that got them signed was this song called Little Boys in the Hood. And that was going to be the single. It was about, you know, me giving you a visual idea of what happens in kids' lives that people, you know, also ignore, you know, so much these days. Still today, people ignore kids' lives and don't believe that kids actually are going through anything. So it's gonna be like my visual way of showing you what's going on in the hood with these kids. And like on the last 11th hour, I was like, I want to write another song. And I went in my room and I just started working on this song. And it just came. It was like the song, and it was just like, I'm just gonna go all the way out. I'm gonna see if they, and I actually didn't know if they could pull it off the way that I did the demo, but I was just like, if they do this song the way I did it, this should be a hit, right? And you know, lo and behold, boom.